This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 22nd. God's word to you today is work. Our scripture reading is taken from 3 John 2, verse 2, and it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Today, I pray that God Himself will breathe on you and give you experiences that you will not forget in a hurry, in Jesus' mighty name. Statistics show that 40% of our waking hours are spent at work, and for the average person, that amounts to about 150,000 hours. That is a whole lot for just one lifetime. And for a lot of people, work determines where they live, the weather they are subject to, and the friends they make. Therefore, it is very crucial to God that we thrive at work. It is interesting to see that in some countries, the government actually pays people who do not work. They put such people on a welfare system and send them checks every month. Believe me when I say that this is not an advantage. Some people actually believe it is more profitable to beg than to work, and some people just steal from others. It is important to note that our focus is on honorable work alone. In this season, God will teach us how to thrive by working honorably. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 9 says, "What do people really get for all their hard work?" People have been asking this very question since the Old Testament until date. People are still wondering why they work. God is going to give us the answers to why He would have man work in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the next few days, we will examine six reasons why we work by way of laying a foundation. The first reason why God wants us to work is because work is God's idea. Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 28 says, "So God created man in His own image, male and female. And God said to them, 'Fill the whole earth and subdue it. Rule over it.'" Please also read Genesis chapter 2 verses 15 to 19, chapter 3, 17 to 18, and Exodus 20 verse 9. It is clear that when God created man, the first thing that God said to man was to work, tend the garden. The first command God gave to man was to work. So, we were created to work. It will interest you to know that work came before the fall of man. What the curse added to the work was labor. Guess what? Jesus did not come to free us from work, but to take the labor the curse brought into work. God wants us to work. Let us pray. Father, in line with your plan, cause me to prosper in everything I do. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.